Spring into deals for seasonal savings. Shop select 1-pint annuals for just $1. Plus, get a free additional Cobalt 40-volt 2-amp-hour battery when you buy select Cobalt 40-volt trimmer and blower combo kit. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid to 5/6. Annuals offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on Silver Drive in Columbus.
Midnight has passed, and in the stillness of these hours, the hauntings are never silent. This is Real Ghost Stories Online. After midnight.
For most of his life, he had slept without remembering much of anything. Like most people, he would wake with the vague sense that something had been happening in his head for hours, but whatever it was usually slipped away before the day began. A feeling might linger, or an image without context, but nothing that carried forward in a useful way. Dreams were just part of sleeping. Strange while they lasted, forgettable once they were over. That changed slowly enough at first that he didn't recognize it as anything unusual. The first time it happened, he was already standing in the middle of the moment before he realized he had seen it before. He was waiting in line at a coffee shop near his office, half listening to the woman in front of him go back and forth with the barista over an order that kept changing. None of that mattered. What caught him was the certainty that the entire exchange had already happened, down to the impatient tapping of a man's keys somewhere behind him and the way the barista glanced at the clock without thinking. It wasn't just familiarity. It was memory. The realization came a second later, not as a clear image, but as the awareness that he had dreamed it. At the time, it had seemed too ordinary to hold on to. Now it was unfolding exactly the same way, detail for detail, in a setting that should not have felt rehearsed. By the end of the day, he had mostly dismissed it. People misremember things all the time. The brain looks for patterns and fills in gaps. It was easy enough to tell himself that a forgettable dream had overlapped with a forgettable morning. Then it happened again. This time it was at work. A coworker paused at his office doorway to ask a question about a project they were both behind on. Before he had time to answer, a stack of folders hit the floor somewhere down the hall, followed by a quick burst of laughter. The overhead light flickered once and steadied. He knew each part of it a moment before it happened. Not in a vague sense, but with the same quiet certainty he had felt earlier. That was the difference that stayed with him. It didn't feel like guessing. Over the next several days, the moments came more often. Most of them were small, the kind of things no one else would have noticed, and because they were small, they were harder to explain away. A sentence he had already heard before it was spoken. A brief interaction that unfolded in the exact order he expected. A stranger's movement in a crowded space that matched something he remembered seeing in the middle of the night. He started paying closer attention. The dreams themselves became easier to recall. Not in a dramatic way, but in fragments that stayed intact long enough to recognize later. He began waking with the sense that he was waiting for something specific to happen, even if he couldn't immediately place what it was. When it did happen, the recognition came instantly. To test himself, he started writing down what he remembered before leaving for the day. He thought that might make it easier to dismiss. If he could see the details on paper and compare them to what actually happened, it would either confirm it or break the pattern entirely. It didn't. Some of the notes were vague enough that they could have matched anything, but others were too exact to ignore. One described a woman in the lobby of his building struggling to carry a florist box with a torn corner while her phone rang. Another mentioned a conversation he would overhear about a dog that had eaten something it shouldn't have. Both played out the same day, hours apart, with a precision that made it difficult to argue coincidence. By the end of the week, the pattern had shifted. The dreams were no longer distant or fragmented. They were clearer, more focused, and they stayed with him longer after he woke. Instead of brief impressions, they began to feel like complete moments waiting to be replayed. That was when the first one stood out. He woke with the memory of a restaurant he didn't recognize, though it felt familiar, in the way places sometimes do in dreams. The room was narrow, dimly lit, with a mirrored wall that reflected everything at an angle that made it hard to tell where the space ended. There was a bar at the back, not crowded but loud enough to fill the room with a constant layer of noise. He remembered where he was sitting and what was in front of him, but what stayed with him most was the person across the table. Not the face, the conversation. He knew how it would begin, how it would move from one topic to another, and where it would pause. There was even a small, oddly specific detail that would come up, something that didn't feel important on its own, but stood out because of how clearly he remembered it. The feeling stayed with him throughout the day. By that point, he had grown used to the quiet tension of waiting for his day to catch up to something he had already seen. Even so, when a friend asked if he wanted to meet up with a group that evening at a place on the other side of town, he hesitated longer than he needed to. The restaurant name meant nothing to him, that was what made him agree. Curiosity had started to replace doubt. If these moments were going to happen, whether he wanted them to or not, it felt easier to move toward them than wait for them to arrive on their own. He drove across town after work and felt the shift as soon as he stepped inside. It was the same place, not close enough to question it. The same. The mirrored wall, the layout of the room, the position of the bar. By the time he reached the table, the sense of recognition had settled into something heavier. He already knew where he would sit. He already knew who had not arrived yet. When the last person joined them, the evening crossed into something he could no longer dismiss. The introduction unfolded exactly as he remembered it, including a small moment of confusion and a joke that didn't land the way it was meant to. The face across from him matched the impression he had carried out of the dream, not because he had seen it before, but because the memory had already been there. What followed was worse. The conversation moved in the same sequence he had heard before, each topic leading into the next with the same pacing, the same interruptions, the same correction, midway through a story that had already felt familiar. At one point, without thinking, he supplied a detail that had not been mentioned yet. It was specific enough to stop the conversation for a moment. The reaction passed quickly. Someone laughed it off, assuming he had heard it before. The subject shifted. The moment moved on. But the damage was done. By the time he left, whatever doubt had been left was gone. Driving home, he replayed the evening in pieces, not because he questioned it, but because it had happened too completely. The smaller moments from earlier in the week had been strange. This felt deliberate. The dreams were changing. That night when he finally fell asleep, the next one didn't come in fragments. It came all at once, and the difference was immediate. Up until that point, the dreams had felt like observations. Even the more detailed ones still carried a distance, like something he was watching rather than experiencing. This one didn't have that separation. He was inside it from the beginning. There was no clear sense of where he was, only the feeling of being surrounded by people. The space was crowded enough that movement came in waves, small shifts, subtle adjustments, the low, constant sound of overlapping voices. At first, nothing seemed out of place. Then something changed. It wasn't obvious. It didn't start with a single, clear moment. It came as a break in the rhythm, a hesitation that spread without anyone fully acknowledging it. A raised voice somewhere to his right cut short. The sound of something hitting a surface harder than intended. He turned toward it. What struck him wasn't the people involved. It was the certainty that whatever was starting wasn't going to stop on its own. The room reacted in uneven pockets. Conversations dropped away. Chairs shifted. Someone stood too quickly, knocking into something behind them. His focus narrowed. The details that had filled the earlier dreams disappeared, replaced by something far more direct. He could see movement before it fully happened, the way one person leaned forward just slightly too far, the way another reacted just a fraction too late. There was a quick flash of motion. He tried to move before he understood why. It wasn't enough. The impact came a second later. It didn't register as a sound first. It registered as force, sharp, precise, and immediate, low on his side, followed by a heat that spread faster than it should have. It wasn't vague or distant. It was exact. Everything that followed broke apart. The room collapsed back into noise, but it didn't come together the way it had before. It separated into fragments, voices, movement, something falling, something scraping. He couldn't hold on to any one piece long enough to make sense of it. The sensation in his side deepened, turning heavy, making it difficult to stay upright. Then it ended. He woke instantly. The room around him was still, but his body hadn't caught up. His heart was racing, his breathing uneven, his hand already pressed against his side as if expecting to find something there. The earlier ones had been specific, but this had weight to it. It felt less like something he had seen and more like something he had already gone through. By morning, the feeling hadn't faded. He moved through his routine, but not the way he normally would. Everything felt slightly off, as if he were waiting for something to connect back to what he had seen. There was no clear location in the dream, nothing he could point to, but the certainty of it stayed with him. By midday, he had made a decision. He wasn't going out. It wasn't tied to a specific plan at first. It was simply the sense that whatever he had seen depended on him being somewhere he didn't need to be. The easiest way to avoid it was to remove himself from anything that might lead to it. When a message came through later that afternoon about meeting up that night, he turned it down without much explanation. There was some pushback, the kind that comes from people assuming you'll change your mind, but he didn't try to justify it. There wasn't a version of the truth that would have made sense. He stayed home. At first, the decision felt like control. The space around him was familiar, predictable, nothing like the environment from the dream. But as the night went on, that feeling shifted. Waiting has a way of stretching time, especially when you don't know what you're waiting for. Every small sound stood out more than it should have. Midnight passed. Nothing happened. The edge of the fear dulled, replaced by something quieter, but more persistent. He stayed up longer than usual, not because he expected something to happen, but because he didn't trust the idea of missing it. Eventually, exhaustion pulled him into a light, restless sleep. The sound that woke him was his phone. The screen lit the room just enough to pull him out of it. For a moment, he didn't move. Then he reached for it, the time registering before the message did. It was short. Too short. He read it once, then again, more carefully. There had been some kind of incident. It hadn't started as anything unusual. It had escalated quickly. Someone had been hurt. The details were limited. There was no clear description of how it had happened, no full account of what had led up to it, just enough information to confirm that something real had taken place. He set the phone down and sat there in the dark. The first feeling that came was relief. It didn't last. In its place was something harder to define, something that didn't sit the way it should have. The event had happened. That much was clear. He had avoided it. But the certainty from the dream hadn't gone away. If anything, it felt sharper now. He stayed there for a long time, replaying what he could remember, trying to line it up with what little he knew. The more he thought about it, the more it felt like something didn't fit. Not wrong, just off, and he couldn't explain why. He didn't go looking for more information right away. At first, it was enough to know that something had happened and that he hadn't been there when it did. That was the outcome he had been trying to reach. The rest of it felt secondary. Details that would only complicate something that should have been simple. But the feeling didn't settle the way he expected it to. Relief came first, but it didn't last. In its place was something quieter and harder to define, a sense that something had been left unfinished. It followed him into the next morning and stayed there, not strong enough to feel like fear, but persistent enough that it didn't fade. By the time he started looking into what had happened, he already knew he wasn't doing it to confirm anything. He was doing it because something didn't fit. The information came in fragments, a short article, then another, that added a few more details. None of it told the full story on its own, and even taken together, it felt incomplete. The incident had taken place later than he expected. In the dream, everything had unfolded quickly, building and breaking in the same breath. In reality, there had been a gap between the first signs of trouble and what followed. Not long, but long enough to change the shape of it. The location didn't match exactly either. It was similar in a general sense, the kind of place that could have been mistaken for the one in his dream if he hadn't been paying attention. But the layout described wasn't the same. The positioning felt off in a way that was difficult to explain. At first, he tried to dismiss it. Memory isn't perfect, and dreams don't preserve details cleanly. It would have been easy to accept if those had been the only differences. They weren't. The more he read, the more the unease sharpened. The number of people involved didn't match what he remembered. The sequence of events didn't follow the same rhythm. Even the description of where the injured person had been standing felt close enough to recognize, but not close enough to align. He went back over what he knew, comparing it to what he could find, trying to force the two into something that made sense. The more he tried to match them, the more it resisted. It wasn't that the event hadn't happened. It had. It just hadn't happened the way he had seen it. That was when the thought began to take shape. In the dream, he had been at the center of it, not watching from a distance, not near it, but directly inside it. Everything had moved around him, the timing and the reactions of the people nearby, all tied to where he had been standing. He looked again at the details he had found, at the description of the space, the way people had been positioned, how the moment had unfolded. Someone else had occupied that space instead. Not in a way that could be pointed to directly, but close enough that the difference felt smaller than it should have. At first, it seemed like coincidence. It had to be. He had stayed home. He had removed himself from the situation entirely. Whatever had happened had nothing to do with him. That was the explanation that made sense. It just didn't feel right. The dream hadn't felt like a possibility. It had felt fixed, like something already in motion. He had assumed that stepping away from it would be enough to break whatever pattern had been forming, that removing himself would stop it from happening the way he had seen it, but the pattern hadn't broken. It had shifted. If the dreams had only been warnings, then avoiding the situation should have been the end of it. There would be nothing left to question. The event would either happen or it wouldn't. Instead, it had done something in between. It had still happened, just not to him. That was the part he couldn't reconcile. He stopped looking into it after that, not because there was nothing left to find, but because nothing he found would resolve the difference. The details didn't come together. They only made the separation clearer. That night he stayed awake longer than usual. The quiet of the room felt different, not heavier or threatening, just altered in a way he couldn't fully explain. The earlier dreams had unsettled him. This left him uncertain. He tried to trace everything back from the beginning. The smaller moments, the ones that had seemed harmless, each one had played out exactly as he had seen it, with no variation, no deviation, until this. This was the first time something hadn't lined up. He didn't know if that was because he had changed it, or because he had only ever seen one version of something that was always going to happen anyway. That was the part that stayed with him, not what he had avoided, but what had continued without him. The dreams faded after that, not all at once, but gradually, the way they had started. The smaller moments disappeared first, and the sense of recognition stopped following him through the day. Eventually, the feeling of waiting for something to happen was gone entirely. Life returned to something that felt normal again, but the memory didn't fade the same way. It stayed with him, not as something he thought about often, but as something that had changed how he understood what had happened. There was no clean explanation for it, no version of the story that fit together without leaving something out. He never told anyone about it, not because he thought they wouldn't believe him, but because he didn't know what he would be asking them to believe. It wasn't about predicting something and avoiding it. It was about realizing that avoiding it hadn't stopped it from existing. Years later, when it came back to him at all, it wasn't the moment itself that stayed clear. It was the part that didn't match, the space where he should have been, and the understanding that stepping out of something doesn't always mean it stops. Sometimes it just means it happens without you.
Want more real ghost stories? Then press subscribe now so you don't miss any of the multiple new ghost stories we drop for you every day. Only here at Real Ghost Stories Online.
Don't you wish everything was more rewarding? With Rakuten, almost everything is. You can earn cash back on those new shoes you've been wanting. You can save on the next trip you book. You can cash in on groceries. Just join, shop your favorite brands, and save. Target, Instacart, Expedia, Macy's, Sephora, CVS. The list is long. Save online, in-store, and at over 22,000 restaurants. And when it's time to redeem those rewards, get your money exactly how you want it. Choose PayPal, check, Bilt points, or cash out with gift cards. Eligible American Express card members can choose to earn membership rewards points instead of cash back. Terms and conditions apply. So go ahead, take a trip, fill a cart, order dessert. Rakuten is a world of rewards. Join today for free. Go to Rakuten.com or get the Rakuten app. That's Rakuten.